What's up? What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to KST Radio. I am your host, Mr. No Show. Today, I wanted to talk with each and every one of you about a certain perspective, certain idea, certain thing that's been resonating with me for the last couple of days now. What better way to sit here in front of my screen, record a little tidbit, share with you what I've seen, and kind of run it back and forth with each and every one of y'all on the subject matter in general. You can link in the comment down below your personal at, whatever it may be. Let us know what's going on, how you feel. Let us reach out to you. Let people reach out to you as well and share our opinions and a point of views towards the situation. But before we do that, ladies and gents, let's just sit back and listen to what this lady has to say about the first order of business. Now, it's up to y'all if you take her seriously. It's up to you if you don't care. But nonetheless, for those who are willing to sit here with us and take the time to learn, you know, this is for you. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you for being here. Let's get this show underway, yeah? Let's go.
Bill Gates has been buying farmland, and I got to looking at it a little bit and thinking, why would he be buying where he's buying? And in particular, I saw that we're on the coast. I saw that we're on the Ogallala Water Aquifer. We are on the Colorado River, we are on the Mississippi River, we are on Florida, which the Great Lakes. Makes me think that this is a strategy to not necessarily buy farmland as much as it might be to lock in water. So I encourage you to know your water rights, how you can secure your water, especially if you're a young farmer, know how water is regulated in your area. And last but not least, December the 8th, water became a commodity to be traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. So, hey, drop it in the comments. Let me know what you think. How are water rights in your area? Is it something that's a little bit harder to get? Or is it like we have here?
All right. So we clearly have a takeover. That's right, a takeover. And what I mean by a takeover is with most laws regarding the ownership of water, people who have the ability in the riparian system, such as people on the East Coast versus the other systems I'll tell you here in a little bit about, the people who live on the water have rights to that water. But here's the catch. Whoever controls the way the water flows takes precedence over anything of somebody living on the water or living in a house that receives water from this sewage, or not sewage, but this filtration plant. And just knowing that, that's where we are today. And what this lady was speaking on is the ownership of these waterways. Now, it's not just for farmland. It's more than farmland. It's the farmland as well as operating the way the water is distributed. And with that, I want to bring this to the attention of your minds, as this next clip that I'm going to share with you will probably hit you just a little bit different.
Hey, y'all, our water in Texas is now contaminated with parasites. If y'all in Texas, please do not drink the water. The water is now contaminated in Texas, y'all. They are sending warnings out telling people do not drink the water. Do not brush your teeth with the water. Do not wash your face with the water. So pretty much they told y'all to run the water to keep the pipes from freezing. But yeah, the water in Texas now has parasites, y'all. Do not drink the water. Please share this video. It is very important. Do not drink the water, y'all.
So y'all folks can see this is actually coming out of our water.
This is coming out the faucet, y'all.
Videos and just trying to make the best out of this. And then when we got the message to check our water, to not use the water to boil it for 5 minutes, we just wanted to check it. And so this is what we came up with. I don't know what the hell this is. They're telling us not to even wash our face with it.
I don't even know if that'll die if you boil it.
Yep, this is why they're telling us we can't wash our face.
This is terrible.
These folks in Texas know. I need to tag that post that they had. Oh, can't just... video.
Please share this video. Let everybody know that Texas is in a state of emergency. People don't have food here. People doesn't have electricity here. People is freezing to death here. Even the people that has cars, they can't even go back out and sit in their car, charge their phones up, try to reach out to anybody because the gas stations are completely out of gas. The 87 gas has been told that it's frozen. They was only having 93 gas as well, and that gas is running out now. So, with that being said, people cannot even go in their cars to warm up.
It's good. Keep it right there.
They all dead at the bottom. Ew.
Oh, my God. My sister picked it up until they all dead at the bottom. Pick it up for the whole world to see this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So they still want us to drink it? Yeah, they all dead. Oh, my God. I'm going to cry. Hold it up. Put it in the air. Hold it in the air. Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up. I'm going to fucking die. I'm going to die.
Y'all kept it, y'all. Out water and Texas is now contaminated with parasite.
My family, you don't know what it is in them. We told you already. Invasion of the motherfucking body snatchers. It's New Earth, family. Get your vibration up so you can't be touched. Source got out. Let's go. Bang, bang.
Yo, big up to Orion TV for that one. No doubt. Yo, big ups, man. I appreciate you hitting us with that information because I'm looking at it like, yo, this is crazy how the water systems are being plagued. You know, the areas that matter the most, the farmers getting paid to not produce the same amount of or yield the same amount of crops that they normally do. It's a hostile takeover, ladies and gentlemen, and it's silent weapons, quiet wars. And this is one of these wars. What do we need? What is the main necessity we need? It's right here in front of us. No question. It's common that our bodies are made of, right? And just that simple science in itself opens the doorways to better opportunities, man, right? So now that we know this, what are your rights? Do you know your water rights? Do you know what is coming? Do you know what is happening in the back door? Let us know. Drop in the comments below. Share these with your friends. Open up the opportunities, man. That's it. This is all that is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to share this clip with each and every one of y'all real quick. Let's just catch wind and fire to this little segment, all right? Let's run it.
Freshman, I assume the water is safe to drink in our city still, is it? Yeah. I only really ask the question to set you up a little bit. I'm sorry. I don't mean to use you, but I don't really care about the water. I just love to hear the answer to that question. You know, I ask it everywhere I go. How's the water? Haven't gotten a positive answer yet. Not one. Last year, I was in 40 states, over 100 cities. Not one audience was able to say to me, yes, enjoy some of our fine local water. It is pure and it is good. Of course, I realize a lot of people don't speak that way anymore. But nobody trusts their local water supply. Nobody. And that amuses me. I like that. It amuses me. I admit I'm a bit perverted. But it amuses me that no one can really trust the water anymore. And the thing I like about it the most, the reason I like it, is that it means the system is beginning to collapse and everything is starting to break down. I enjoy chaos and disorder, not just because they help me professionally. It's also my hobby. You see, I'm an entropy fan. When I first heard of entropy in high school science, I was attracted to it immediately. When they told me that in nature, all systems are breaking down, I thought, what a good thing. What a good thing. Perhaps I can make some small contribution in this area myself. And of course, it's not just in nature. In this country, the social structure, just beginning to collapse. You watch. Just beginning now to come apart at the edges and the seams. And the thing I like about that is that it makes the news on television more interesting, makes it more exciting, makes the TV news more fun. I watch TV news for one thing and one thing only, entertainment. That's all I want from the news, entertainment. You know my favorite thing on television? Bad news. Bad news and disasters and accidents and catastrophes. I'm looking for some explosions and fires. I want to see shit blowing up and bodies flying around. I don't care about the budget. I'm not interested in labor negotiations. I don't want to know what country the fucking Pope is in. But you show me a hospital that's on fire and people on crutches are jumping off the roof and I'm a happy guy! I want to see an oil refinery explode. I want to see a paint factory blowing up. I want to see a tornado hit a church on Sunday. I want to know there's some guy running through the Kmart with an automatic weapon firing at the clerks. I want to see thousands of people in the street killing policemen. I want to hear about a nuclear meltdown. I want to know the stock market dropped 2,000 points in one day. I want to see people under pressure. Sirens, flames, smoke, bodies, shit blowing up. My kind of TV, graves being filled, parents weeping. My kind of television. I just want some entertainment. It's just the kind of guy I am. It's the kind of guy I am. You know what I love the most? When big chunks of concrete and fiery wood are falling out of the sky and people are running around trying to get out of the way. Exciting shit. That's why I watch auto racing. It's the only reason I watch auto racing. I'm waiting for some accidents, man. I want to see some cars on fire. I'm not interested in a bunch of redneck jack-offs driving 500 miles in a circle. 500 miles in a circle? Doesn't impress me. Children can do that. I want to see some schmuck with his hair on fire running around punching his own head, trying to put it out. I want to see the pits explode. I want to see cars doing 200-mile-an-hour cartwheels. Hey, where else besides auto racing am I going to see a 23-car collision and not be in the son of a bitch? And if a couple of cars fly off the track and land in the stands and kill 50 or 60 spectators, fine, fuck them. Serves them right. They paid to get in. Let them take their chances with everybody else. Just means more fun for me. More fun for me. Hey, at least I admit it. At least I admit it. Most people won't admit to those thoughts. Most people, you know, see something like that on television, they'll say, oh, isn't that awful? Isn't that too bad? Lying asshole. Lying asshole. You love it and you know it. Explosions are fun. And the closer the explosion is to your house, the more fun it is. Do you ever notice that? Sometimes you have the TV on, you're working around the house, some guy comes on and he says, 6,000 people were killed in an explosion today. You say, where? Where? He says, in Pakistan. You say, oh, fuck Pakistan. Too far away to be any fun. But if he says it happened in your hometown, you'll say, whoa, hot shit, come on, Dave, let's go look at the bodies. Let's go look at the bodies. I love bad news. I love bad news. Hey, the more bad news there is, the faster this system collapses. Fine by me, fine by me. Don't bother my ass. I'm glad the water sucks. Know what I do about it? I drink it. Unless it really smells. You know, if it smells like sulfur, then I might buy a soda.
We are playing with the realm of reality, with what people really, really want. Let's pay attention to everything that he was saying. Once the water system goes, chaos ensues. We are in a hostile takeover right now. Our water is being purchased from us, and we won't ever have the rights to it. That's the scary understanding of it. So the things that you have in your house, the showers you take, you know, motherfuckers are going to be stinking. It's going to be some funky people. Some teeth unclean, you know, because if their water starts getting taken over and polluted and flushed with who knows what. Because we don't know what was inside that lady's sink. We don't know. Unless the science reveals itself. Hopefully we can get some updates on what that crap really is. And just seeing that, I'm with it. I want to know what's being put in our system besides the chlorine and the sulfur and all that extra shit. The metals, the aluminum, all this extra stuff, right? Some parts of the country, there's snow you can light on fire. But the idea is, once we see that the money is getting purchased and put into water being turned into a commodity being tradable for assets, right? This is a bigger plan. This is a setup. This is a build. I mean, let's look at Nebraska and the pipeline that went wrong. Let's look at Flint, Michigan. A buddy of mine went down to Florida in the hotel. They had bottled waters from Flint, Michigan You can hear the podcast on Audio Mac, guaranteed to flip your lid just to hear it, right? And on top of that, all the waterways that Bill Gates is now buying. So figure this out for yourself. Put two and two together. Start realizing the understanding that is happening in your backyard. Broad daylight with a sign on their back saying, we're here to take your shit. Oh, feel free to purchase the same shit I took from you in the store for about $6. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. With that, I am your host, Mr. No Show. Don't forget the link in the bottom from where you're at. Holla at us. Chop it up with us. Subscribe. You know the routine, man. Big ups, love, peace, and prosperity. We out this bitch.